This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think within the organization, I think that was just the common goal, the common thing of getting some of our young guys out there to play so we can play faster, we can be better, we can grow together, we can get these guys going. And I think this was the appropriate year to do those things. You know, we had a more veteran-laced team last year, and they got more veteran-laced guys out there to be able to play for us. And some of those guys did some amazing things for us. Obviously, the great Grady was able to have to go to do some great things for us. He's not here anymore. We obviously got some great contributions from inside the nose tackle position. We got some great contributions from a bunch of guys on the edge, you know, but we've kind of moved on to some of the younger values and some of the younger core things that we want to do and some of our core beliefs, and that's definitely going to fall in line with
that. Oh, man.
What?
Because they're so young.
They are.
And the one thing about having a young team with a coach who is a possibility, if it doesn't go well, he might not be here, is that somebody might get the chance to enjoy those young guys, young players.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Damn, Randy. Y'all know what a damn Mitt.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I just, what are you getting at?
Because, you know, because what he's talking about, the veteran leadership and all those guys that are gone, they're relying on so many young dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And at some of the most important positions in football.
The most important position
yeah. As far as quarterback.
We'll let you hear from Penix in about 15 minutes as well. He was on with Dukes and Bell
the
yesterday.
The other position where they pay to go get those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Those guys are rookies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The most difficult position to play on a defense is a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
The nickel position.
Mm-hmm. That's a rookie.
That's a rookie. So, but you still got really good veterans. I don't want to put it like that.
I would, because there's a lot of different, like, oversimplifications for teams leading into years,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And this might be one, but
yes.
It's also very true when it comes to the Falcons. I think the headline leading into this year could very well be, the Falcons will go as their young guys go.
Yeah.
Like, if the young guys play, because just because you're young doesn't mean you can't play well.
Right.
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 And I think this may be adding to the, I don't know what. I think the expectations on Penix kind of lives on its own. But if you add to it what you saw Jaden Daniels do last year in Washington and what CJ Stroud did the year before in Houston, you've seen rookie quarterbacks take teams to the playoffs in very recent history in the NFL. So maybe that adds to it a little bit as well, but I think the Falcons situation with how many young players they have at important positions, probably the biggest question mark storyline, whatever, leading into the season.
Yeah.
Cause that's what it's going to be. Cause you can include Penix in that with all those guys on defense. Cause
he's
a rookie too.
He's a rookie too, man.
Pretty much.
I mean, you think about the interior of the defensive line. I mean, there's just so many just youthfulness now. Ra has had success with a team this young.
That's true.
They won 11 games.
In Tampa.
You know, in Tampa. So,
who was that quarterback?
Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman.
So he has managed having young players and all those. And can't say that they can't do that now. And I'm not saying that it's going to be a hindrance because they have young players, because I don't know. Because young teams have won in this league.
Sure.
They have. And a lot of young teams have won mainly because their quarterback was young, but he played well with the young players. Look, anything is possible this year for the Falcons, but these guys, and when we talk about the guys that are replacing those veterans, mainly Grady, you know, they've got to play big. They've got to play well.
Yep. That's right. There's no other, you know, that's it. That's the bottom line of it.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you're a veteran. You're star.
Here's the thing.
Your star players got to continue to play like stars.
Even if it is reasonable to say a month or six games into this season, like, the young guys are playing like young guys.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to hear
Nobody
it. Because if all the young guys play like young guys, there's a pretty good chance 6 weeks into this season we're having some tough conversations,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And given all the context of how many years they've missed the playoffs, how many years the general manager has been here, what it took for Penix to become the starting quarterback with Cousins on the yeah. bench, like all the different context of this team, like you don't have the benefit of, well, we're going to grow with the young guys. There's other teams that have that right now because mm-hmm. they're young and it's a reset and it is what it is.
Right.
That's not what it is here.
No.
At least not from my perspective.
No.
Like there's more to it than that. All that said, it's not going to surprise me if a lot of these young guys look young.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
they are.
But they can't.
Right.
You're counting on too much. You're counting on them too much. You got to have your young quarterback. And the reason I see a young quarterback has got to play well is because we've seen, and I try not to be a person of trends and be like, well, because they did it, you have to do it here. But you have seen young quarterbacks play well. You saw Jaden Daniels play really good. Saw a quarterback the previous year. You know, and I think a lot of times people look at more stats than anything, but like Drake May got better and better as the season went along. But there
absolutely.
Was no expectations for
no,
them.
No, that was that's yeah. the situation that yeah. most teams are in with
yeah.
young quarterbacks
yes.
is.
But the Falcons aren't there.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. That's I don't know. This is a better situation because the team's better.
Yes.
But just from a expectation versus performance perspective, that's a better one for the young guy because
right.
it's like he's allowed to learn and come along. They didn't win a bunch of games last year, but everyone in New England's convinced he's the guy
right.
because he got better as the year went on.
Right.
And now they go into this year with a little bit more expectation. I mean, it's just – it's a very unique spot
yeah.
that the Falcons yeah. and Michael Penix find
yeah,
themselves
because you look
in.
At his class, Michael class, Bo
that's
Nix.
Right.
These
yep.
guys played well. Now, the team was better around Bo Nix, I get granted, but mm-hmm. like the Broncos' offense ain't better than the Falcons' offense.
Mm-mm. Well, different. Like, obviously.
The play caller.
Yeah.
The play caller, definitely.
Yeah, but like the scheme
somebody,
of it.
Yeah, this is what I'm like, as far as, like, player for player, they're not better than the Falcons offense.
No, they don't have better skill position players.
No, so, I mean, it's okay to be greedy with the expectation for the quarterback, because I am. I think Michael Penix should be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do. He's played a lot of football. That helps a lot.
It's a big benefit.
He's played a lot of football. He's not real, you know, green and everything like
right.
that. He's still a young player, but he's played a lot of football.
And,
just
and
like a lot of those guys who had success.
Although, you know, from a NFL experience standpoint, he is still pretty much a rookie. He's not that, given that he played a couple games last year and was on the team.
Right.
And it's the same offensive coordinator. So all of that should be a benefit. And again, like none of that is to excuse any losing or overhype any winning or anything like that. That's just all true.
I mean,
that's just all true for what this football team is. And I think that's a lot of why when people analyze them from a national perspective, everybody has them right around 500 because no one really knows.
Right.
And that's what Mark Schlereth said yesterday when we talked to him about the NFC South. He was like, I feel like I know what the Saints are in a bad way. I feel like I know what the Bucks are in a good way. I feel like the Panthers will see that the Falcons are just a real mystery because of all the youth and newness at certain spots and all that. And I can't disagree with him. Like, I wish I could.
Right.
I wish I could adamantly say, you're wrong, they're going to be better than that.
But you're not.
I hope they are, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll find out Sunday. Here's the new shortstop welcoming himself
hey.
To Atlanta.
He drives it to left. Ha-Seong Kim's first homer as a Brave is a big one. 3-1 Atlanta. Well, he crushed that thing.
That's how you you say hello to your new teammates.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The second. He had two hits his first night, too. Then he hits a home run last night to give the Braves the lead in the seventh inning that they did not give up. They win the game, so they kind of salvage the road trip a little bit. Not that anyone's all that worried about that at this point. But the shortstop of the future, at least next year, hit a home run last night.
So we're sure he's opting in? Because is it a player's option?
It's a player option.
Okay.
16 mil.
Because I'm thinking if I get hot, not a stretch.
He'd have to get pretty
high. And I hit me like another 10 more.
All right, if he hits 10 more home runs in September, he might opt out. But I would imagine he would opt in because
sure.
then he's on a what I think might be a good team. I don't know. I'm going to stop declaring things because I predicted the Braves would have 98 wins this
right.
year. And right now they have 63. So, and it's September. But I would think he would opt in. I know. It's not been good. Damn. And here's the stat of all stats to illustrate how not good it's been.
Crazy.
That home run last night is the first home run any Braves shortstop has hit this season.
Unbelievable.
That's
I don't think it's probably a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is, Schnitt. It's a big deal.
Unbelievable. I don't know who was the first person last night to realize that, but then all the beat reporters tweeted it, and then everyone was running with it. And that's like the second worst shortstop production in Major League Baseball is the Rockies, who hilariously have Orlando Arcia. You know how many home runs their shortstops have hit this year? Nine. So the Braves are now 8 behind the second worst team. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. Of all the bad stats of the year, that might be the absolute worst
dude,
one.
Dude, that's just, I mean, but
it's shocking.
Is that not, you know, indicative of what the season's been?
It is.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it just really
exactly
is.
Exactly what it is.
You know, and so you just take it and just keep it moving.
The problem with that one, though, is that was guys they planned on being here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, left field went the way it went because Profar tested positive for PEDs. Since he's been back, he's been pretty solid, right? The pitching staff has gone the way that it has because everybody got hurt.
Right.
Now, the bullpen, these are guys they planned on being here who just weren't very good, although Iglesias has gotten it together.
He kind of looked like himself yesterday.
A little bit.
Like, what the
hell? He did allow a couple of guys
on base. I like the strikeout, though, because it was like, okay. The funny thing about it, because the crowd was going and everything, and I was like, dude, strike his ass.
It's always pretty badass to end the game with a strikeout looking.
Yes.
Like, you feel and like that crowd he threw pump, some
with
nasty
that crowd
stuff up
and
there.
Everything. But he knew he messed up. He didn't do his usual two-hand point. Yeah, he like, damn.
But the guys that didn't hit any home runs at shortstop this year for the Braves were the guys that were on the opening day roster.
Yes. Now,
like Nick Allen and Orlando Arcia were the
plan. What did Orlando Arcia do for them to just kick him to the curb like that? I know it wasn't good. I get it. But, like, they really just like, man, get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think he said attaboy Harper. I think.
Do you really think that got him thrown out of here?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I don't know.
You see,
I really don't know.
He had the cleats on the other day.
Who did?
Bryce Harper.
And they said attaboy Harper?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, I think what he did was bat 170.
Yeah, no. What did Nick Allen bat?
A year. Like a little better than that.
Like what, 173?
I don't know. Not good. But he played good shortstop.
Yeah, man.
Cheers. Yeah. Hey, Ha-Sung Kim's a gold glover a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like, you know, and it seems like he wanted to be here.
Picked him.
Yep. So, I mean, I got a nice translator. I saw him translating. There's nothing better than watching Paul Bird talk to him and then try to get him to translate with Paul. Paul Bird's the coolest dude ever. Having him, I didn't know Ozzy.
You can probably answer this for me. I was talking to my wife about this last night, just because the Mariners have had so many good Asian players throughout the years, mostly Japanese players, a couple Korean players too. Who's the best Asian player the Braves have had? Like, since there's been a huge influx of guys. I know Kurt Suzuki, but he's Asian American. Can you think of any guys?
I can't think of any.
Wow, I can't.
There
can't
hasn't really
any.
Been.
I can't think of any.
Big splash players.
Like any, right?
Yeah, I can't think
kind
of any.
Weird.
I can't think of any. Well,
seems like they got
mostly
one.
Mostly West Coast, which makes more sense because the West Coast games are probably broadcast more and they're more familiar with them. Than
okay.
All right, we'll come back after Randy does this.
Join 92.9 The Game for each Falcons. After each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover, it's your chance to call in, react to the Falcons game, and it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons fly over. Remember, as soon as the game is over, immediately follows right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, speaking of the Falcons, we'll talk about them next. We'll let you hear from the head coach and the quarterback. They were both on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.